All right, Deadheads, it's an Anfield Rap special. We're calling this one Playing in a Pandemic, and it is literally about that. It's about the football we have endured without fans, the football with fans returning in the next few days, the decisions around that, and we've also got Jay Spearin to talk about what it's been like to play in a pandemic without fans, how much he's looking forward to having fans back in the ground, and that kind of thing. But I've got Cathy Long, Jay McKenna, and Damian Cavanagh with me to talk about all this. Damian, I'll start with you, mate. Wednesday, March the 11th, Atletico Madrid. That was the last time supporters were in at Anfield. Wolves on Sunday at Anfield will be in front of 2,000 supporters. So that will be 270 days that Liverpool went without playing in front of a crowd. Nine Liverpool games at the end of last season were behind closed doors. And post-Ajax, that figure will be up to 26 matches without fans. What have you made of the whole experience? Have you got used to it in any way? Have you found anything out about yourself and football? Where are you at with it?
I've been very fortunate, I think. In the fact that I still get to interact with a lot of people. I mean, things like this, you know, and much as me mates from the Stanley aren't the kind of guys to be going on Zoom or doing any kind of quizzes, we have kept in touch, you know what I mean? And so I've got that interaction. So there's the first thing. I'm quite philosophical as well, I think, in me nature. And I've just sort of, and again, it becomes with age, doesn't it? You know, I'm in my 50s now. And if it was when I was in my 20s, it might have affected me in a big different way, but I'm just sort of like, well, football, you know, I thought Jürgen's quote, you know, when he was saying it was the most important, unimportant thing, let's get everything right, let's make sure everyone's healthy, let's get the other side of it. Football is dead important, and that's what we're talking about here. But it's just, to me, it's from the start, it's been, let's just get everything right. Let's make sure that we can go back to a normality of life. You know, my ma is too frightened to give us a hug. You know, what's more important than that? You know, lost my uncle during this. And it's one of those things where, you know, these are the real things. On the other side of it, you've got to have things to look forward to in life. That's what brings the colour and the vibrancy to your life. That's what gets you through the day. That's what makes you the person that you are, and, you know, and brings the best out in you, you know, when you can interact with people and all that. And so from the start of it, I was, this is weird. Let's see how long it takes. Let's see if it means like the end of the season will finish funny, but we'll start the next season a little bit later, but we'll all be back to normal. I think we all got kidded a bit there. And it's just gone on and on. I have got used to it, I've got to say. And much as I'd be delighted to be one of the 2,000 in the stadium at the first game, I also don't mind if I'm literally the very last of 54,000 people in to take me spec. Because it's just put everything in suspended animation for us. And we've been very fortunate, haven't we, if you think about it, that we've had the opportunity to watch games while it's been going on. They could literally have just cut the footy out, you know, if things had been different and we not played at all. So we have had stuff to look forward to and to enjoy and to share together. So my glass has been half full, and that's sort of kept me going. You know, that's kept me on form. And being with yourselves, like on the Anfield Rap, and, you know, we had the opportunity over the summer talking about all the old games and things like that, and fan experiences and that. And I've got to give the Anfield Rap 10 out of 10 for that. You know, the content there to keep people in touch with each other and keeping the spirits up. I know that's been important to a lot of people. So yeah, it's been tough. But I've sort of kind of just gone, let's get through it. Let's be as positive as we can. Let's take the steps. Let's get stuck in. Take all the measures we should do. And then when we get to the other side, we're going to have one hell of a hoolie.